Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
6:02 in the a.m., Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn, Ed Norris on vacation on this fantastic feel-good Friday. What up, Jay?
What's up, man?
Ain't nothing.
Busy weekend,
busy day yesterday.
Yeah, something happened.
And Cash Patel says, your winning streak is over and you can bet on that. I was waiting for Joe to go, "Bloots."
I wonder who wrote that one for him.
Oh, wait. Where's the rim shot?
Old crazy eyes over there staring like Adam Gase into the camera. But this story.
It's crazy, isn't it?
Well, first, just take it
who's
through.
Zooming who?
The kind of the timeline yesterday. So this story comes out, and I say, hey, Chauncey Billups and
Rozier.
Yeah, Terry Rozier have been arrested and they brought up on gambling charges. And then all of a sudden it's like, no, with Billups, it's poker games. It's like, oh, he's just having illegal poker games. No, he was having illegal poker games and he was also fixing games. And I swear to you, and people are talking about it now, there was a game last year that I came on the air where I had the Portland Trailblazers plus the points. And I said, I don't understand why you would take out your 2 to 3 best players with 3.5 minutes left to go in a 2-point game. And he put in all his backups, and what happened? They lost and didn't cover the spread.
Wait a minute. And the poker games are tied to the mafia.
And those poker games are rigged. Did you see? They had like, this is the one place where it's not really looked upon. Like, why are you wearing sunglasses indoors when you're playing poker? And they had those poker glasses that were like, I don't know, called infrared, but you know, you're seeing through the back of the cards and it would say king 10. And my assumption is, like, depending on the suit and how they write it and what color it's in,
right?
And you can just look at a guy's cards that are down and you'll see what he has. And that's what made it. And then there was also they were talking back and forth and giving everyone info. And I was saying to you, like, somebody retweeted the Nuggets longtime broadcaster.
Yeah.
He's like, going to play poker with Chauncey Billups. You ripped off one of your peers for what? Thousands of dollars, yeah, when you make millions because he got in bed with the wrong people.
With the mafia, yeah. Yep. And that's probably, they started, that's what I suggested to you yesterday when they said Chauncey Billups was in poker games. I said, wait a minute, if it was the mafia, we said this on air. If it was the mafia, then how do I know he didn't fix games?
100%.
Once you get in with the mafia, they control everything.
I mean, it should be an obvious read, but it was a great read by you because that's the case. That's what happened to Tim Donaghy. He got down betting on stuff that he's allowed to bet on, and then they're like, well, here's what you need to do to make this right.
Yeah.
I mean, because people could sit in here and say what they want about the mafia and, you know, mob and all this other stuff, the La Cosa Nostra, does it still exist? Those people are still around.
They are.
Like, there is a large contingency in Philly. There's a huge contingency.
And let me ask you this question, because a lot of people will say that's what's wrong with these leagues getting involved in gambling. some of this was picked up because of legal gambling. And as you call it, say all the time, the algorithms and all these things. Mm-hmm. If this was done through illegal means, this may have gone on for a longer time than it actually went on. Because it's regulated and watched and heavily scrutinized, you were able to get it quicker or sooner.
Did you hear what Brian Windhorst said yesterday?
I did not.
So, by the way, Brian Windhorst was on that plane that had the where they were thinking there was like terrorist activity going on. Mm-hmm. So he's on that plane, and now he's talking about that. And when they land, all of a sudden the NBA thing comes out, and he said yesterday, I want to say it was McAfee's podcast, but it was on someone's show, that the NBA last year when Terry Rozier got hurt. That he wasn't hurt. The NBA was trying to sweep this under the rug and not let it get out. And then they faked an injury for him. But they also said that the Terry Rozier stuff was picked up day one. The first day he did it, they red flagged it and started monitoring it.
One of the gambling sites did it.
First time that it happened. And then they were showing highlights of Jontay Porter and how he's involved. And then all of a sudden you start thinking of Damon Jones. Who's he connected to? Yeah. Who also likes to play poker? LeBron James. And this goes on and on and on. And I was telling you, the conspiracy theorists are having a field day of
political ties.
Yeah. Is LeBron really hurt? Or is he just sitting out so he doesn't have to answer questions about this because they knew this was coming? Oh, is Trump behind this because they want you to go over here and look at this? Look at it. Like, everybody has some sort of conspiracy theory on what's going on. Bottom line is, Adam Silver's at the game last night. They're talking about it, and Mike Breen had to bring it up and say, well, this is what's going on, and it's a bad look, and the NBA said they're going to look into it. And it's like, come on, you guys knew what was going on. This is like the steroids thing in baseball when you turned a blind eye. You wanted to sweep this under the rug so the league didn't have a black eye.
410-583-1057, that's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. The Eastern District of New York is all over this thing right now. The FBI, when the feds get involved, man, they got something.
But there is something too, where like this is, it's amazing how far this thing, when they're telling you how many different states, how many different teams. God, if Damon Jones is involved, he played on half the teams in the league.
Yeah.
So now start to pinpoint it. And the craziest thing about all this is Gilbert Arenas was brought up on federal charges. They brought him in. Then all of a sudden, Arenas is tweeting out, you know, informant zero.
Yeah.
Informant zero. And he's skipping down the steps like he's the Joker, you know. And now this comes out and everybody's like, hold on. Did he turn on everyone just to save his ass? And he'd probably be the first one to say, I did.
Yeah, he ain't worried about it.
I told you, I don't like Gilbert Arenas, but he doesn't care what I think. Nope. He doesn't care what you think.
Nope. By the way, great college football game last night.
Yeah.
38-31.
Yeah,
Alabama.
Yeah, good thing I had Georgia State plus 6.5.
I thought you said you were going to take the over.
No, I took Georgia State plus the points. I had the Thunder minus 7.5. They won by 6. Yeah. I did hit all my prop bets in the NFL. And even on top of that, Minnesota goes for their own 37. Can't fault them. What happens? They don't pick up enough first downs. And then here's the Chargers, even though they're up, you know, 4 touchdowns or whatever. Yeah, let's kick a field goal or 4 scores. Let's kick a field goal. And I don't fault them for it, but that's what put it over the total.
Let's go to Parkville, get Chris. Good morning, Chris.
Gentlemen, happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you. Doing well.
Yeah, I just wanted to chime in on the whole gambling thing and all that. Jeremy, I think just to allude to it, this has been going on for decades. And wherever there's money, what is there? Corruption. Yeah. And I remember not too long ago, Roger Goodell was fielding questions in a preseason interview or whatever, or a press conference. And he was asked, the question was posed to him, we heard you've been interested in fielding a team in Las Vegas. And he declined, like, very vehemently. Oh, no, that's a conflict of interest. And now look who the two biggest contributors of the NFL are, gambling sites.
Well, did you see the cowards that it's ESPN's doing the report on this? And you know what they did? Right in the middle of the report, they had a little sign in the corner. It said ESPN bet. Right. They took it down right in the middle of it. It's like, you're all in bed with it. Yeah. Stop. You guys, and I understand that you might be the home of the NBA or in partner with whoever, but report it as it's supposed to be reported.
Yeah. Lee Sterling joins us at 6:45, but on the other side, Lamar Jackson practices. but is limited again with the Ravens playing Sunday and then Thursday. Is it better just to sit him out on Sunday? Baltimore's big bad morning.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Joe on the Fan.
Well, it's really not what I have to see. It's the player that really has to feel comfortable going out there and putting themselves in position to play. He says he's ready to go. I'm ready to go. I feel great. I mean, I don't know what to say. I mean, any great player that says they want to play, I'm all in. It's up to him. And I thought he looked really good today. I thought there was things he did out there today that took another step forward.
That's Todd Monken, offensive coordinator of the Baltimore Ravens. What, Jeremy?
He just sounds so much like Funkhauser. All I can hear is, my darling sweet is in the sink. My sweet, sweet love. He sounds just like him. It's so great, man. It's like people would talk about some of the, you'd have that deep voice, and remember D'Alessandro and some of the other guys, like we talk about the way they sound and the gravel in their throat. And it just sounds like Funkhauser from Curb Your Enthusiasm.
However, when you do listen to him talk about the possibility of Lamar playing, that's the most positive I feel about it. Because when Harbaugh talked about it, like,
You like Monken, right?
I like him.
I do, too.
I don't understand the criticism of him.
I think it's fine to say that we didn't get enough juice out of that squeeze. Like, we've used all the stupid food analogies, right? That there's enough meat left on that bone, they could have had more points. Mm-hmm. But, like, when Lamar's been here, how do you fault them for scoring 40, 38, 31, and 20? You know, like, you start doing the averages, that's the number one offense in football.
Yeah, it is. It is.
When he's here.
So, if it's number one, how do you get on him for not doing more?
Increase the lead over number two. That's it.
Yeah, that's all you do.
Mm-hmm.
You score 40 points in the NFL game. You don't say he should have scored more.
And it's like, if that
because
was...
Because you gave up 41.
Rob, if they scored 40 and had 17, 21, 14, I'm listening to you, but that's not what happened.
No. They scored 40. Should have scored more. No, they shouldn't have given up 41.
Yeah.
But you score 40 points on the road?
And again, I'm not upset at you for being perfectionist, but just call it like it is. Like, I can't sit here and listen to that Zach Gore's doing everything right on defense, and it's the players making the mistakes, but on offense, they could have more points if Monken calls a better game.
Stupid.
I don't get, and maybe I'm wrong. I just don't get that.
How are you doing everything right on defense, and we can see the times you're not in the right place?
There are times where you're not on the screen.
Yeah.
The screen. I listened to Pat Surtain talking about his welcome to the NFL moment when he was guarding Devontae Adams in his, you know, one of his first games, and saying that there were times where he knew where Devontae Adams was going, and then he went that way, and then he realized he didn't know where Devontae Adams was going. And that's the best cornerback in football. You know, these things are going to happen. There's growing pains. You got some young guys here, but it is amazing that the Jair Alexander thing's been a nothing.
Nothing.
You know, by the way, you traded Adafi Owe. He's got two sacks with the Chargers already.
Two games.
I'm not saying he's played well, but he's got two sacks. It's just, I don't know.
So getting back to Lamar, being that you play Sunday and then Thursday, is it best to just sit him out Sunday and get him ready for Thursday on the road?
But this is where we get to. I don't want to use that guy. I need him for extra innings. You got to get to extra innings.
Yeah.
I don't think you can sit here and over. And by the way, the tougher game of the two, believe it or not, is the Miami game. Because you have a short week, because you have a bunch of guys coming off of injury that have been out.
Right.
You know, like, that's where those aches and pains that come up, they're going to have to deal with that. And some of these guys haven't really had the chance to really get in the practices that you'd like, right. But you don't have those opportunities. You're on a schedule now, and you got to get these guys ready for Sunday. I think the one thing that we are overlooking, and we aren't in Baltimore and dismissing, and I've been talking about it, every national show I've gone on is like, so how do you feel about the game? And I'm like, I think the Ravens are my favorite play this week. I think.
I told you, this is the first time, I mean, I get my score, but this is the first time in, what, 3 weeks?
Yeah.
That I picked the Ravens. I had the Ravens losing to the Chiefs. No, I'm sorry. No, I had them losing to the Texans.
Lions? Did you?
Yeah.
No, you had them losing to the Texans and
Houston,
the Chiefs.
Texans and the Rams. Yeah.
But so, like, what I'm saying is, though, like, you get to a situation like this and you're going to sit here and tell everybody, oh, yeah, the Ravens are in this perfect spot to win a game. They got everything coming back. And while I'm telling everyone, they keep talking about Lamar. And I said, look, that's the biggest thing that happened. But there's a 1B that's coming back, too, that the national media is not going to talk about because it's the most athletic fullback in the damn league. Mm-hmm. And as I was watching the Chargers game last night, they were talking about their 300 fullback that they drafted. So it's part of that system that Greg Roman puts together. And Pancake Pat out there, you can call him Project Pat, whatever you want. Having him back in the run game, I'm looking at Derrick Henry's prop numbers. Yeah, they think he's back.
Daryl in Baltimore. What's up, Daryl?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning, man.
Hey, nah, man, you know, I wish the game, I know this is, you know, but I wish that, I think if Manny was, if the schedule was flipped, I think that Lamar would sit and play Thursday night against whoever we play on Sunday.
What do you mean flipped? But, if they were one, I mean, if they were 5-1, or if they played the teams they played early late?
Yeah, if they were playing Miami Sunday.
Oh, okay, okay.
You know, but then I think he could sit him. But now, man, it's just, I mean, this is playoff game every game. So how can you sit him, man? I'd love to sit him. I would love to see him sit the next two games and then go balls out the rest of the way. But
Darryl, you sit him because he's not ready. I mean, keep in mind, he was on the field, but he was limited. He's not out there balling out. He's limited. He's out there just throwing the ball. So, I mean, how do you sit him? I get what Daryl is saying. He's saying if you had an option, how do you sit him? Well, if you had an option, you don't sit him.
The only way you're sitting him is if he's not ready.
Yeah.
That's the only way you're sitting
him. You had no choice.
And again, like, I'm not – I understand what people are saying. It's a short week. You're not afforded this opportunity because you started off 1-5.
Yeah.
Win one of those other games, and maybe we're talking that he can sit in this game. And this is the other bad part about it, is that you've had a ton of injuries. And now we're looking at it going, yeah, they've got to be damn near perfect. The hard part of this is staying healthy.
Yeah.
You can't have an injury to another spot. You definitely can't have it to your quarterback.
Let's go to Johnny in Dundalk. What's up, Johnny?
Fellas, good morning. Hey, y'all, Ricard coming back. If he is the linchpin to make this thing work, why is the coaching staff so arrogant that they didn't have at least somebody to fill that spot that would even be half as good as Ricard?
They do. They got to have his half as good. That's why he's not as good, because he's half as good. Well, I mean, Johnny, let me say this. and you do what a lot of listeners do. You think that all pro players are easy to replace. That's why they're all pros, because they're not easy to replace. If they were easy to replace, they would not be all pros. You're not going to find a 300-pound agile player like Pat Ricard. If you could, then Pat Ricard wouldn't be special. Just go find another one. No, you're not. And they did that. They found a guy who was half as good.
And by the way, like, you're not investing that much money into a fullback unless you're either San Francisco, the Chargers, or the Ravens. So first off with that. And then you go ahead and look at it. They didn't know Pat was going to get hurt with a calf injury. And then on top of that, they thought there was a chance he was going to be back sooner than later. So they didn't put him on IR. You could have still had, you know.
And you know Picard's coming back because Mitchell Patton was waived.
Yeah. You had JAD could still be on this roster. You tell me you couldn't have used him after all those injuries or one of these other young corners, but they thought he would come back early.
I just don't get how people just think, you know, just get another one just like him. You can't. He's an all-pro.
Well, you know what it is. It's the position. It's like, okay, we can't find a big athletic dude to run through here.
And no.
Not like him.
Not like him.
I hate saying one of one so many times, but like, who else is like him in the league? Like, even if you talk about Kyle Juszczyk, who the Ravens also drafted right. and turned into a Pro Bowler. He's more of that pass-catching fullback. He'll do his job blocking.
He's got a battering ram.
Yeah.
Manny in Essex. What's up, Manny?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are we doing?
Good. Well, how are you?
The most important thing is Patrick Carr coming back, because he takes all the initial hits first, then Henry gets all his yardage.
I think Ricard coming back is important, but that's not.
It's
that's
Lamar.
Not, yeah, Lamar's the most important thing to come back.
For me, it's Ricard.
Okay.
Because Lamar, he makes Lamar good. I mean, when Lamar runs the ball, when he was running the ball, but Ricard, if you notice, he takes the first hits of all those impacts.
Let's
get the yardage and all the stuff.
Let's put Pat Ricard and Lamar Jackson in the open market and see who gets picked up first.
Yeah.
I hear you. It's important that Ricard comes back. But the most important? Yeah. Okay. All right.
Yeah, man. You're enjoying a delicious side when there's a T-bone sitting right on that plate. And don't get me wrong, that's a delicious-ass side.
It is.
Pat Ricard is a special, special player. But it's me even saying 1B is a little bit disrespectful to Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson moves the point spread 11 points.
I was just about to ask that. If Lamar, let's say the point spread is one thing.
Mm-hmm.
And
do you want me to give you
Lamar doesn't come back, but a Ricard. How much does Ricard impact the point spread?
It's zero.
Exactly.
And I don't want people to get this. It's zero. If you start looking, take the best wide receiver in football. He might be worth a point and a half or 2 points in a game.
But Lamar moves it how much?
11.
Yeah.
11.
Yeah.
There's no other quarterback that moves the line like he does.
And I say Josh Allen, the most impactful players in the league, and I don't think Josh Allen moves 11.
Like, you would hear people say that quarterbacks are worth a touchdown when they're in or out of the game, and you see the line move, and that would make sense to you. It's a whole score one way or the other. You go from being favored by 3 to being a 4-point underdog at home. They went from being favored to being a huge underdog to the Rams because Lamar's not. It's 11 to 12 points with him. It's more than anybody else in the league.
Lee Sterling joins us at 6:45, but on the other side, the Ravens signed Carl Lawson to the practice squad. Do you think he can make a difference once he's ramped up? Do the Ravens need to take a much bigger swing than picking up guys off the street? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. So the Ravens picked up 30-year-old Carl Lawson off of the streets. Carl Lawson's career high in sacks was his rookie year, 2017, when he had 8.5 for the Cincinnati Bengals. He's coming off a year in which he had 5 for the Dallas Cowboys in 15 games. He has 32 career sacks.
So the only issue I have with this, and I mean, look, you're kicking the tires on whatever's out there, but the highlight that they showed of Carl Lawson, he was beating Alejandro Villanueva when he was on the Steelers. That was the highlight.
Yeah.
Again, like, you're grasping at straws
here. He was
horrible
here, by the way.
Yeah.
Villanueva.
Oh, it's a turnstile. But, like, I understand what the front office is doing. You're trying to get something. You're trying to find something that's going to help you get through this and be able to help the run game, help the pass rush. Like, If you get some, there have been rumors that teams have already called on a bunch of different players. The two defensive linemen from Miami, Brian Burns with the Giants, rumors that he's unhappy. And then the story came out yesterday about Quinnen Williams from the Jets, mm-hmm. who everybody loved that.
Yeah.
If you remember, he's the one that sneezed and blessed himself. Bless you. And then he thanked himself afterwards, too. Thank you. But no, like.
He never did that.
No.
Okay.
It was one of the funniest moments ever. He's answering a question. He goes, bless you. Thank you. What was I saying? You know, like, but that guy's a premier player, and then you're going to have, they were saying maybe a second round pick could get him.
Would you give up a second round if you're the Ravens?
Oh, hell yeah, I would. But again, then you got to figure out, did I just give up a second round and we can't afford to sign him?
Because what you're asking yourself is this, would I draft him in the second round? Well, yeah, if I knew I had him for a couple of years, I would.
But you also got to pay him.
That's what I said. If I knew I had him for a couple of years, I would. If I could get him for a second rounder and a 3-year extension that I could afford.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the reason you're getting for a second rounder is because you're running the risk if you don't get him to an extension that that cat hits free agency. And if that happens, good luck. Because he's one of the best Eli.
Oh, yeah,
in the
I want an extension. I want to negotiate that before we make the trade.
But so, like, again, you're hearing all these names out there. You've got to at least have, you know, the meat lovers in the freezer in case you don't get this.
Joe said you have him for 2 years left on his contract after this.
With Quinnen? Quinnen?
He's not an unrestricted free agent until 2028.
Okay.
He is he's $24 million a year, basically.
So it's the money that he already has that is going to make it difficult to trade him.
Yeah, his cap hit would be $26 million next year.
So, Lamar.
Hey, buddy. There's this thing called winning. You're a big part of it. This guy could also be a big part of
it. On the other side of the ball.
Yeah. You know, we've got some money. You've got a jar on top of your fridge. Well, we'd like to put this money into. That's where you come in. It's like, come on, man. What are we doing?
We'll pay you in pennies if you want. Let's go to Baltimore and get Sean. What's up, Sean?
What's up, fellas? Good morning.
Man, Sean, where are you, man? Talking all low. We ain't talking to your girlfriend.
Oh, no. My bad, man.
What's on your mind, man?
The Lamar situation, man, like, I mean, I'm at the point where, look, the Ravens, y'all know what's best. Do what's best for them, even though, you know, we all want them out there. But if they lose, you know how the fans going to be. They're going to go crazy. Talking about he shouldn't been out there if he wasn't healthy. So, with that perspective. But, hey, Jeremy, I got a question, man.
Yeah.
Seriously, don't smirk when I ask you this. It's a serious question, man.
Okay.
You're the expert at this.
He already smirking.
Because he told me not to smirk. What do you think I'm going to do?
Who do I talk to about my parlays that lost with Terry Rose on that, man?
Oh,
who
man.
Who do I talk to about this?
You know what? I think they're going to have to put together like a class action lawsuit.
Man, you better give people a care package and keep
By the
moving.
Way. I've complained about people bitching about their props not hitting and telling the websites to refund them, all the things that go wrong in games. Like, if you had the unders, you wouldn't say, I won, but he got hurt. That's not fair. Go ahead and refund it. You know, I don't want my money. Everybody, the books are trying to do everything to keep all the money, and you're trying to do everything to make sure you don't lose your wager and blame it on someone else. But in this situation, yeah, I got a problem. I got a serious problem. It's so obvious in these games what he did, but how do you go back and make it right to the fans?
Baltimore, Trippy. What's up, Trippy?
Hello.
Hey, what's up, man? Before I go off, man, I want to wish my baby, she's still my baby girl, but my oldest, Chloe, you know, she turned 13 today, man. Daddy, man, love you, baby girl.
13, baby girl.
Yeah. Look, man.
13, she still is a baby.
I mean, yeah, but you know, she the oldest. You know, I can't. If I got all three of my baby girls, I'm like, hey, baby girl, they're going to be all looking at me.
And I got news for you. When they're 30 and 40, they're still going to be your baby girl.
My oldest is 30.
Hey, baby girl. I'm teaching them not to get in none of them gambling joints, all right? at an early age. But
I thought maybe you open up an account in their names to get the free bets.
Right, but look, let me. I wouldn't do that.
You know, my aunt used to do that with me.
I guarantee, if 5 years or something, why she gonna have a scam like that?
My aunt did that with me one time for a cable bill.
Yeah,
got cut off.
Yeah,
she couldn't afford to get it back on, so she put it in my name.
But you should have seen our Columbia House collection, man. We had so many fake names.
I still owe them. Jokers.
I was JC, CJ, J, Jeff, Jeremy, Johnny. Yeah, all of them.
So my coach Rippy Trent. I mean, rant real quick. Look, right. Raven fans, man. We love Lamar Jackson, man. Lamar ain't saving the Ravens unless this defense get it together. Hello? How many times? Like, is Lamar playing cornerback? Let me tell y'all something, right? If I was the head coach, well, I'm acting like I'm the coach. If I was the coach, right, look at John Harbaugh. He'll bring in a true tackle, right? I mean, I'm talking about Filele, although he's trash. He put him at right guard, right? Why you don't put his fat ass at D tackle or something? Maybe he could do something on the D line or something. Like, come on, Matt. Like, it's a joke. Now, we know what Lamar going to do. I'm going to keep saying it every day, Rob and Jeremy and Joe. What is the defense going to do? Because right now, I don't think Matt or BK coming back. So we need a replacement for him. Who's his replacement? Did y'all see Adafe Owe last night?
Yeah. Saw him last week, too.
Man, look, man. I know a lot of people ain't like him, man. I'm starting to think it's scheming, man. That man looks happy over there. Look, hey, Harbaugh got to go. Hello? I don't want to keep hearing he was here for 18 years. Hey, if I work for a job 18 years and I start slacking up at the bar, what you think going to happen? They going to get rid of my ass. Hello?
Hello?
Hey, man, y'all have a great Friday Eve.
You too, man.
Today Friday, my bad.
Friday Eve.
Friday, y'all.
Saturday Eve. We do that? No, we don't do that.
Shovels at 7 o'clock, but on the other side, Lee Sterling from Paramount Sports joins us on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign. No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
That's right now from Paramount Sports, courtesy of the Window Nation guest hotline. He is Lee Sterling. Lee, what's going on this morning, man?
That brings back some memories. My first concert, took a date to see The Cars and Candy O with their album.
Oh, my. Look at you. Now, by the way, The Cars have way more hits than most people think. Just so many great songs.
Yeah. But I will say this, one of the worst bands in concert. They just stand there and play.
Well, the ugliest lead singer that got the hottest chick, too, right? Anyway.
True.
Lee, with so much going on in your world right now, let's move through these games because we want to ask you about the NBA. You got the Broncos home favorite versus the Cowboys. Lee, you don't want my opinion, but I got the Cowboys covering in this one.
I think there's a good chance they can cover here. I mean, and maybe win the game outright. Yeah. Broncos were 8-0 against the spread as a favorite last year. This year, they're 1-4 against the spread as a favorite. Only time I really loved them was when they were an underdog against Philadelphia. So you have more margin for error when you're an underdog. You know, they make some mistakes here. And if they're not leading going to the fourth quarter, which they haven't been in any of the last three games, I think they're in trouble. This Cowboys offense averaging 31.7 points per game. And next couple weeks for the deadline, I think they're going to pick up a pass rusher. I think the wrong team is favored. Cowboys straight up 28-27.
There you go.
Look at that. Well, I got to ask a serious question. Yep. I know the Jets stink, yep, but should the Bengals be favored by 6.5 over anyone? What do you see here?
I think that this team believes in Joe Flacco. And problem here for the Jets is we don't know if they're going to have their receiver, Garrett Wilson. And if he's a no-go, none of their other receivers get any type of separation. The owner is talking about the starting quarterback. What are they going to do? Threaten to bring in Tyrod Taylor? Unless Breece Hall breaks off a couple big runs, they are in trouble here. Sometimes you get late if you want to play it. I like the Bengals here, 27-17.
Lee Sterling joins us, Paramount Sports. Lee, this has to be a really, really eerie feeling for Aaron Rodgers suiting up for the Steelers playing against his former team.
Yeah, and he says, oh, it's no big deal. Come on, you played 18 years for that team. He'll be ready to go. What I think they have going for them, I think they've underperformed. I think their defense is ready for a big, big effort. Mike Tomlin, 10-4, is a home dog or a small favorite the last three seasons. I mean, what has Green Bay done since opening week against Detroit?
Yeah.
Zero. Micah has been great. He is all over the field, three sacks last week, but rest of the defense, nothing. Their cornerbacks are bottom five in the NFL, can't make plays. A bunch of receivers that are twos and threes on every other team here. Wrong team favorite. Steelers upset Green Bay here, 27-23.
Well, how about the hometown team? The Ravens favored by 6.5 over this Bears team with four straight wins, but looks like Lamar's back. What do you see?
Yeah, he is back, but the question, I mean, look at all the injury. It's still so many players who are a game-time decision. I mean, do you want to lay 6.5 points against a team that has won four straight? Eventually, Chicago, they're going to hit the wall, but I don't think it's yet here. So they're able to run the ball all of a sudden, give Ben Johnson credit for teaching the Bears offensive line how to finally run block here. So I'm going to take the points here. So Baltimore shows me something on offense and defense. I think Chicago's the right side. The Ravens escape here 27-26, but I think 6.5 points, taking all those points is probably the right play.
Lee, those aren't boos you're hearing. They're boos. That's what you're getting from the Baltimore contingency. All right, tell me about your game of the week before we talk about the NBA.
Yeah, a game of the week is a game that pretty important here because all of a sudden, Chiefs are rolling, might be the hottest team in the NFL. Can the Commanders maybe throw a little water on their plans here and douse them up? So if you want to get Chiefs Commanders, first five callers that call 800-400-9741, give them the game for free. And how about this? We are on a roll in the NFL on Sundays, 23-2 documented the last five Sundays. You want to hop on board. It's called Lee's NFL Sunday Golden Ticket. Five games every single week for 4 weeks, just $197, ParamountSports.com.
Lee Sterling joining us from Paramount Sports. Lee, Jeremy and I were here at work yesterday when the story broke. FBI arresting a current player, former player, current coach. This has to be the worst case scenario for the NBA.
Horrible. I mean, it just runs so deep. It's sad. I mean, these are guys that Chauncey Billups, through his playing and coaching career, has made over $100 million. You know, same with Terry Rozier. He's at the end of his four-year, 99 or $100 million contract. So they probably didn't need the money. It was either for high, maybe. That was the case in Chauncey Billups' situation. Or just not being smart at all, or Terry Rozier, you know, telling friends and associates something that he shouldn't have. So I think what it's going to lead to, I think you're going to see eventually player props you're not going to have the limits that you're going to have on games. So I think they're eventually cut those back some now. I mean, any random player, whether he makes a basket at the end, shouldn't determine whether people can win a couple $100,000. And in the Terry Rozier case, I mean, it looks like they had over $200,000 invested on his players' props in one night. So horrible situation. They'll never be in the NBA if they are guilty. And just a black stain. And how about this? The NBA has to take some fall for here. Miami was looking to trade for Terry Rozier, and you always clear everything with the NBA. They didn't let the Miami Heat know anything about the investigation.
Oh, wow.
that was ongoing. Miami Heat's going to have to wait and see what happens, unless you know they rule that that they don't have to pay his salary. But Miami Heat's playing without, not that he was in the rotation anymore, he had played his way out, but paying over $25.9 million, they'd love to have that back to trade or add a player. So we'll see how that plays out. But just a sad day for the NBA and also sports wagering.
There he is, Lee Sterling. It is a sad day, and I see how the NBA bounces back from this. How it impacts other sports as well. Tell us all about what you're doing at Paramount Sports.
Yeah, like I said, check out the website, ParamountSports.com. Got the World Series starting tonight. They have a selection there. You can get involved with the baseball. Also have player props and baseball for the World Series. Football player props. Also, hockey started a couple weeks ago. NBA has started.
You got any Rozier props? Any Rozier props? Anything? No.
It's not looking good for him. Not looking good. But yeah, and football obviously is king. Yeah. Doing well in the football, and also have player props there. You can get involved the entire season. Player props at $4.97. So hop on board. No one hotter. ParamountSports.com.
You're the man. Thanks a lot, Lee. Talk to you next Friday.
All right. Bye, buddy. Thanks, guys.
All right, 410-583-1057.
He was 3-0 in player props last night.
Really?
Yep.
I'm gonna hop on in to see what he has to say about baseball.
It's the sport of kings. It's better than diamond rings. That's football.
It's football. College football, week 9 picks at 7:45, but on the other side, Con, we're giving out shovels.
Yeah, shovels. I've got a surprise. It's another driving one. There is something that's happened every week for 3 weeks when I leave here. And yesterday I had enough, and I felt like I was the biggest a-hole in the world for what I did. I will tell you what I did, and it's very deserved, by the way.
Who gets the shovel?
There's somebody that comes out on this street every week from their workout and doesn't know how to look right.
Shovel's up next to the Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.